welcome back again. This is session number four, day four for some of you, session four for others. This day is about a subject that affects everything else in your life. And this whole series, Get the Edge, has been designed to focus on the majors of life. As I said earlier, most people major in minor things. They put all their attention on things that don't matter, and they make them more important than they really are and get stressed out. But there's certain things in your life that if you focus on them, your life soars in terms of your fulfillment and your joy and your relationships and your health and your vitality, every aspect. And there's certain areas of your life that if you don't focus on these areas, you get pain. And so that comes to the base level we're here to talk about today, which is your energy. See, when you talk about your physical body, your vitality, your health, I don't care what it is you want in your life, whether you want to improve your relationships or your finances or your emotions or your career, none of that matters if you don't take care of your body. And that's what we're going to focus on in this session. But I got to tell you, most people don't focus on their energy and their body because we don't live in a society where most of us value our bodies that much. In fact, we probably value our bodies the least. Yes, we promote attractive bodies in advertising, but we don't really look at the vitality and health and make it the absolute must. We have a lot more advertising on how to get drunk or how to get yourself out of pain instantly with a drug or whatever else you can consume in big gulp sizes that are larger than your head. People are drinking Cokes bigger than their head. I don't know what's going on out there. But see, we do things in our society for money all the time, but we forget our bodies. We do things to meet our career needs, but we forget about taking care of our body. We take care of our kids, we'll take care of our spouses, our loved ones, but our body's usually the last thing for most of us. And you know what? When we run out there, we try to give everything everybody else, and we don't have any energy left inside of ourselves, boy, I'll tell you what, there's no fulfillment, there's no joy, there's no juice. So you don't want to be richest man in the graveyard, as we've already said. And most people are out there focusing on everything else except the most important thing, your temple, the place your spirit resides. And most people are digging their grave with their teeth because they don't understand the little changes in their body are making huge changes in how they feel and how they experience their life. So my goal for this particular tape is to show you how to increase that energy. Because no matter who you are, increased energy means a greater quality of life. It means the edge. There's no question about it. You look at people of charisma, it's energy. You look at people who have the ability to get things done, it's not just that they got so much willpower, they got the energy. It's there at the end of the day, not just at the beginning of the day. And I want you to have that. And there's some simple changes you can make that will not require your entire life to change that can create an explosion in that energy. Also, if you're overweight and you want to change, and you've tried dieting, and you've tried exercising till you can't breathe, there's a reason why those diets and that exercise doesn't work. It has to do with this thing called acid, where most people are exercising to a level that their body can't take. And so their body retains fluids and it retains fat in order to protect the body from these acids, as you're going to learn in this tape. So if you're looking to lose 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 50 pounds, this is the ticket. And it's different than things you've heard before. What I love about this is it's profound knowledge. What makes it profound is it's simple. And the more simple, the more usable. And what we're going to do is show you a little bit of how your body works and share with you some breakthroughs that scientific research has brought to us that can help you to make these changes immediately. And my other goal really is to free you from fear. Because so many people walk around afraid somebody's going to sneeze on them and then they're going to get a cold. I mean, I live on stage. I used to do 275 days a year, literally traveling, doing programs. I've never missed a program in my life. And I don't say that to beat on my chest. I just want you to know that things don't just come and strike you down. How come different people have a different level of, quote, resistance to germs? Well, some things are genetic for sure. But there's something else. And that something else is if you have an environment inside of you that is polluted, then germs are going to proliferate. You got to remember that germs are your friend. Germs are great for us. If it wasn't for germs, the planet couldn't survive. The purpose of germs is to break down matter. They break things down and convert them to something else that's usable on the planet. Germs are useful as long as they don't go to an extreme, to a tipping point that pushes you over the edge. So if you think that, oh my God, I'm totally healthy and some germ's going to invade my body and knock me down, you need to get a reality check. That whole idea of the germ theory that's over 100 years old, that was brought to us by Pasteur, is now being reevaluated by science. In fact, if you read Dr. Stanley Robbins' work, he's the professor of pathology at Harvard Medical School, and he wrote the book Robbins' Pathological Basis of Disease. By the way, there's no relationship there, but it's the textbook they use at Harvard. If you read his book, he talks about in the very first chapter, in the introduction, he says the following: knowledge or discovery of the primary cause of germs remains the backbone on which a diagnosis can be made and a disease can be understood or a treatment can be developed. The concept, however, of one etiologic agent to one disease developed from the study of infections or single gene disorders is no longer sufficient. What he's saying here is, if you think there's one germ gets in your body and suddenly it's going to knock you down, it's not going to occur. He says, quote, genetic factors are clearly involved in some of the most common environmentally induced maladies, such as arteriosclerosis and cancer. And the environment may also have profound influences on certain genetic diseases. So even if the disease was genetic, the environment you're in determines whether it gets triggered or not. The ultimate environment's within you. What we're going to talk about in this tape is how to make sure the environment you live in is clean. Think of this. If you live in a polluted environment, if you and I were in a totally polluted environment, what's going to happen to you? Well, you're going to get weak. Your body's going to break down. And you're eventually going to die. If you pollute the inside of your system, if you create an environment that causes germs to proliferate because there's plenty to feed on, then of course you're going to have problems. But if you cleanse your system, you will find an explosion of energy like you've never had before in your life. And I'll give you one of the most simple examples, and then I'm going to turn you on to this tape because the tape is going to be taken from a live event that I did and where I came into a program that was video-based, and I came in to share with the audience some of these distinctions that I'd just been exposed to a few years ago on acid and alkaline and their impact on your bloodstream. But I'll just tell you this. When do most people really get ill? In most parts of the world, it's during the holidays, isn't it? And especially in the United States, it's during the holidays, and it usually happens right around November, December, January, right? What happens around November, December, January? Those evil flu bugs come to get us, don't they? Here we are, minding our own business, being healthy, happy, wonderful people, going out there wanting to help out the family, buy gifts, be of good cheer, and these bugs strike us down. And you always see the flu comes right around that time. Now, what happens in November that might overload our system? Well, first of all, you got to remember something. All day long, your body is breaking down. Bam, I snap my fingers, 7 billion liver cells just died. Now you go, oh my God. Well, the good news is, in the same second, boom, 7 billion new liver cells were created. The body's always renewing itself, breaking it down. The skin on your hand wasn't there 30 days ago. The thin layer that lines your stomach wasn't there 30 days ago. Your body's always rejuvenating. In fact, every atom in your body is replaced every 2 years. So you are always being renewed. Your body, when it breaks down cellular structures, knows how to get rid of it. It eliminates waste products, and it's got 4 channels of elimination: your bowels, your bladder, your skin, and your expiration of breath. This is how you eliminate toxins from your body. Now, when a person gets sick, what happens is their body has a certain amount of toxicity they can deal with. Think of it as a cup that's being filled up. If you get beyond a threshold, a tipping point, it overflows. And the body says, we got to go through a healing crisis. We got to get rid of this stuff. And it starts shooting this waste out of your body. It may come out your nose, you can call it a cold. Between your toes, you got athlete's foot. If it's in your skin, you call it acne. If we push that stuff back in the body, the body's got to deal with it. And very often it wraps lymph around it. And eventually you may have something called cancer. Toxicity must be eliminated, and the body works to do it. What we're going to show you in this tape is how to reduce that toxicity and cleanse your system naturally. The reason we get overloaded, by the way, is our body only has so much energy. We have a fixed amount of energy. And if you're living a lifestyle where you're making so many demands day after day after day, and you're stressed out, which uses even more energy, or you're excited, uses even more energy, and you go, 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 there's a point in which the body no longer has enough energy to eliminate as fast as it's collecting waste. And so it retains it, and it retains it, and retains it until it hits a healing crisis. And you're going to see again how to keep this from happening or how to make this cleanse occur. But I'll give you a simple example. As I started to say, what happens in November? We have this thing called Thanksgiving. Now, when the holidays come, what usually occurs? Do you get a little stressed out? Do you get stressed out in a good way, meaning like you're excited? Or do you get stressed out in an interesting way, knowing that the outlaws are coming to visit? You know, that's what some people call their in-laws. You know, what do you do? You got all these things you're normally having to do, all the things in your business and your life. And on top of that, you got to arrange the family and get people here and get people there and cook the meal. And there's all this energy that's used up. And as we use all this energy up, we tend to retain some of our toxicity. It's also, in most parts of the country, cold then, which requires even more of your energy to be used. So you tend to retain more of your poisons and more of the natural toxins in your body because the body only has so much energy. Now, what happens on Thanksgiving? Well, going towards Thanksgiving, there's all these great parties, right? Party at the office, party here, party there. Then you get to Thanksgiving. And what do you do to celebrate? Do you sit down and give thanks to God for everything that's wonderful and go out and share the joy of your life? No, you sit down and have a big butt meal. That's what you have, the biggest meal you've ever had in the whole year. And what do you have in that meal? Do you have like salad and vegetables and lots of live cleansing food, some fruit? No, you have a big turkey, maybe some ham, some mashed potatoes, token vegetable on the side, right? And when you're all done, you can't even move. I can't even leave the table. And then somebody goes, pumpkin pie. And you go, okay. Right? And what happens? When you're done with all this, you got all this energy that needs to break this food down. All the energy. In fact, all the energy knows we're in a crisis. You know what it does? It shuts your butt down, doesn't it? You sit down on TV and boom, you're snoring. You're out. Or you're moving as little as humanly possible while your body goes, shut up and be quiet while we do some work here. And it tries to get all this done. Now, as if it's not bad enough that you overload your system and add all this extra toxicity, the body's got to deal with more food than your body can really use. And by the way, anything it can't digest properly, whatever it can't assimilate, it has to eliminate. But it needs energy for that, and you're using all this energy up. So it builds up. You follow? And of course, at the end of Thanksgiving, you say, okay, that's it. I'm going to go out and whip myself back into shape. I'm going to go run each day. I'm going to work out. No, you go, look, it's the holidays. We got leftovers. That pumpkin pie is still there. That turkey leg's looking pretty, like he's calling me. Come here, come here. I mean, it's there, right? And you go, and then there's the parties. Then there's Christmas is right around the corner. We can't get cleaned up right now. Christmas is here. It's a waste of time. We'll just mess ourselves up again. Might as well keep partying. And then you got all the stress of Christmas. Oh, my God, getting the presents and shopping and making it happen and figuring out what to do and coordinating the kids and the family and everything else. And then you got the Christmas party. And then you got Christmas Day with all its excitement and stress that comes with it. On Christmas Day, what do? Another big butt meal. That's what they're called. They're big butt meals, aren't they? Because if you keep it in that way, your butt is going to be bigger than Chicago, right? You know. So sure enough, you make it through that. And do you finish there and go, oh, my God. No, you go, look, at New Year's is nearby. I mean, we got to keep partying right in New Year's. And on New Year's night, what do? To celebrate going to the next year, you load up with alcohol, the product of what? Decay, fermentation put directly in your body, completely overloading your body. And for some reason, you wake up on January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, or 6th, or 7th, and you go, oh, my God. Oh, I feel so sick. Oh, I must have picked up some germs from somebody on the punch bowl. No, buddy, it's the big butt meals. That's what it is. And you know what, you ever notice when you read the paper, it always describes who it is that comes over to ruin our holidays. It's always a really bad bug. Let me read you an example. And by the way, you'll find these almost, all you got to do is read USA Today the first week of January. You always see this. Here's some examples from past years. It says, serious flu strain hits early and hard. Atlanta. A particularly nasty flu virus is making fast tracks across the USA. You can just picture this virus with his Nikes on. He's just making fast tracks across the country. I mean, they paint it like it's a person. But it's too soon to predict if this will be a more deadly flu season than most officials say. There's been a dramatic increase in the past week, says Walter Gunn, an epidemiologist with the Federal Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. As of Thursday, flu outbreaks were widespread in 10 states, regional in 14 states, and sporadic in 20 states. Quote, it's earlier, definitely ahead of last year, Gunn says. By the way, this is January 12th that this is coming out. He says, and it's different. It's a more dangerous flu. The predominant virus strain this year is A. Shanghai. Ooh, a commie bug. That's right, a communist flu bug coming over here to wreck our holidays. How come we never see any American flu bugs? They're always some Shanghai commie kind of bug. Some swine flu bug, right? Some bad guy. Which goes on to say, which has been associated with severe flu seasons in the past. In a typical year, about 20,000 people die of flu complications, such as pneumonia. As of January 3rd, the CDC had received reports of widespread outbreaks from Montana, yada, 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 yada. It says, the Hoffman-LaRoche Flu Tracking Center, Hoffman-LaRoche is the drug company that conveniently tracks flu since they sell the drug, in Nutley, New Jersey, reports widespread flu-like illnesses. Flu-like. Sometimes caused by other kinds of viruses in 68 of 71 cities. Test has confirmed, blah, 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 blah. Finally, at the end, it says, only 30% of those most at risk for complications, such as the elderly, have been immunized, Gunn said. If you're not sick yet, it's not too late to get a shot. Well, it's amazing. 70% of people are not immunized, and they're fine. That's interesting. Maybe there's another source besides the little flu bug. Here's another one. Here's another year. Here's January 5th, USA Today. Cover story again. Flu misery. It's bugging almost half the USA. U.S. Blame the Beijing virus for the aches and pains that deck the holidays. Now we're to the Beijing virus. Another commie bug. What's the deal here? It says, welcome to the new year. Now get right back into bed. If you're like thousands of others, you got more than you asked for during the season of giving. While you and your family gathered around the punch bowl, you shared more than good cheer. And now you have those aches and pains, chills, a sore throat, maybe a queasy tummy. You have the flu. It's rampant on the land, felling healthy men and women like oaks to the axe. and leaving offices bereft of workers. Flu has been reported in 42 states. They make it sound like it's a drama, like you're going to a movie. I mean, come on. It goes on and on and on, but I'll just tell you, the Smith-Kline-Beacham-sponsored weekly flu report, which is the other drug company that makes the flu vaccine, it says, the sad tales are no surprise to CDC epidemiologist Nancy Arden. Quote, it's not common after the holidays to see flu activity increase sharply. Type A Beijing accounts for 99%+ of this year's illnesses, she says. Last year, it was type B Beijing, which looks and feels just about the same. The difference? When influenza B is predominant, we tend to have more schools involved. Wait a second. If it shows up in schools, it's a different virus? It's a school virus. Since when do viruses know the difference between a school and a home? This is unbelievable. She says it hits children and young adults, whereas this season, it's all age groups, including older people. Lawrence Schoenberg, an epidemiologist with the CDC, says, quote, those who got flu shots earlier this season should be protected. Should is the key word here. We got the right antigens into the vaccine this year, he says. Quote, it's something of a guessing game. For this year, we guessed the Beijing virus, and we guessed it right. Can you imagine? And then it goes on to say, pharmaceutical companies make 50 million doses, and it has to be done early. By the end of February, they have to make all the decisions, he says. It's not easy and predictable. Obviously, the closer we get to being accurate, the more protection you have. They're going to decide this February what virus we're all going to see next January. The reason I tell you all this is the introduction to this tape is something simple. So much of our lives is shaped by our lifestyle, by our choices, but we don't realize that we're making choices that pollute our bodies, pollute our bloodstreams, and when you have a polluted bloodstream, guess what? Germs expand. If you go out and say, I hate all these mosquitoes, and you kill them all with some kind of insecticide, you're going to have the same problem still because you're dealing with the cause but not the source. The source is you still have stale water there. Do you follow me? If you don't get rid of the stale water, you're going to have to worry about getting around other people who have bugs. If you're cleansed inside, there's not a place for things to proliferate. Having said all this in the introduction, let's go to the live seminar and let me share with you the secret to energy, the understanding of the acid-alkaline balance. Here we go.
Thank you. Wow. I came back. I missed you. What can I say? I came back because I wanted to give you an update, an idea of some of the newest distinctions that I've made. If you've been involved with my work at all, you probably have been exposed to some of the principles. How many of you read Unlimited Power? Say I. If you did, I talked about some of the fundamental principles of living health there. And my goal is really to get you to see you don't have to be afraid of bugs. You don't have to worry that in the middle of your New Year's, some commie bug is going to wreck your holiday. Okay? That it's really not how it works. So I thought maybe what we'd do is show you a little bit of how we get to pollute our environment. And the way we get our environment polluted is we get out of balance. And you all know that. What happens during the holidays? If you weren't out of balance before, now you're totally out of balance. How many can relate to this? Say I. And that balance is not just the balance that comes from, you know, eating too much. It's all of the stresses we create inside of ourselves which innervate us. But they also do something else that I didn't understand at the level of science before. I understood it anecdotally. But science is now showing us some pretty extraordinary things that can help us to know precisely why we break down. Now, to give you an example, think of what your body is. Your body is really this unique system that's working on basically electrical currents tied with magnetism. So think of it as electromagnetism that's actually running you. All the nerves of your body send signals through electricity. There are electrical signals, pulses of electricity. All the cells, all the organs of your body, when they're alive, to be healthy, you gotta have healthy cells, they gotta be totally energetic. To be totally energetic, they have to have electrical power. What makes that electrical power happen is what we have is a delicate balance in our biochemistry. Chemistry makes the environment possible for electricity to be there. Anything that's going to mess up that electrical balance is going to mess up your cells, is going to mess up your organs, is going to mess up your life. So if all these organs in our bodies have this need to send electricity, in fact, nerve signals are nothing but electrical pulses again, then what we got to figure out is what would mess that up. And then what we're going to do here this afternoon is walk you through the easy ways to make it so your inner environment is totally in balance on a consistent basis, even when you take it out of balance. This weekend took you out of balance. Because what you've done is you've done the thing that creates breakdown in the body that you've probably been doing for years before you got here, but this weekend may have added to it, and that is the creation of acid. Acid in our systems creates a breakdown of the delicate balance in our biochemistry. Now, you turn on your television, you can't miss a million commercials or somebody comes on and says, I ate the whole thing, Alka-Seltzer. Remember those old ads? Or now these days, they don't do that. Now they don't wait till after you're in pain. They go, look, I'm gonna eat this Pepsin AC and then it won't hurt. And what is Pepsin AC and all these things? They are antacids. See, if we're eating so well, if we're so smart, how come we're taking all these antacids like they're coming out of our ears? The reason is because we live an acid lifestyle in modern times. Most industrialized nations live acid. Now, what creates acid in the system? Well, the first thing that creates acid is emotions, anger, resentment, frustration. You can take, and in fact, I encourage you to go by your local drugstore and get some of those little pH strips. Those pH strips, you probably have seen them, they're like yellow, and you put it on your tongue for a few seconds, or you can do it with your urine, and then you put it against colors, and it shows you how acid or alkaline you are. Now, why is this important? Let me clarify this first. Your body, to maintain this powerful, energetic, electrical current in you, has got to have a certain pH, a certain basis of what's called acid and alkaline in the system. It is as important as maintaining the temperature of your body. Your body has to stay at what temperature? Quick. 98.6. Well, here's the other number you better know. On a scale from 0 to 14, where 0 is pure acid, burn a hole in steel, and 14 is purely alkaline. The middle then, the balance, would be 7. Our bodies need to be at 7.36. That's the ideal, which is slightly alkaline. Now, the portions of your body, like your stomach, has hydrochloric acid in it, and in that area, right, you're gonna have more acid. But I'm talking about your blood. The blood, which is the river of life. What takes the oxygen everywhere? The blood. You know, what brings the nutrients? The blood. The blood is the basic source of everything. So your blood has gotta be at 7.36. In fact, this is so important, guys, that if this figure were to vary 1 or 2 points, you would die instantly. Because what happens is it would change the chemistry where there'd be no electrical power, and imagine an electrical power plant that somebody unplugged. Everything stops. Your organs, your cells, everything shuts down. You're dead. That's how important alkalinity is to your body. Now, most people, though, are constantly testing the body's ability to do this. For example, we go to a cold environment, what does our body do? It compensates, right? It figures out what to do to try and speed up, try and get that warmth to the body so that we can survive. The same thing happens when you take in a lot of acidity in your body. Your body rushes to figure out how to deal with this. Now, the way the body deals with excess acid, and again, what brings acid to the body? Emotions is the first thing that most people never even think about. When you worry, I mean, how does it feel when you worry? What does your body feel like? Can you feel that kind of feeling inside your body, like something's churning? You're creating acids in the system. By the way, conversely, Norman Cousins, who, God rest his soul, amazing man who was here in Los Angeles, right, teaching at UCLA, if you remember, he cured himself of disease through laughter therapy. He'd watch for 8 hours a day all these funny films that cracked him up, and he laughed his way back to health because you can also, through your emotions, can you stimulate your immune system? Can you release positive endorphins, yes or no? So when you're talking about my lifestyle, I know people all the time who are so rigid about what they're gonna eat, and they're stressed every moment about it. And I'm looking at them going, they are not gonna be healthy because they're creating acid continuously, which, guess what acid does? It strips or weakens the electrical charges around red blood cells. So for example, and I'm getting a little technical, but please stay with me and I think this will make sense for you. Here's a red blood cell. What does a red blood cell do? Carries what? Oxygen. So you got all these red blood cells in your body. Blood cells, in order to function, have a certain biochemistry, and in order to do that, to have electrical charges. The outside of a blood cell has a negative charge. The reason it has a negative charge is it keeps the blood cells from doing what? Anybody know? Sticking together. If the blood cells stick together, what's gonna happen? They're gonna suddenly go through the bloodstream more slowly, through the body more slowly, so you're gonna get less oxygen. all these little red blood cells got to make it all the way down to little capillaries. Some places they have to go one at a time. So all of a sudden, imagine you got your body full of sludge. And by the way, that's how most people feel. They sludge through life. Because if you see the red blood cells, they're all clumped together. Now, what happens is the inside of your red blood cell has a positive charge. So when acid comes along, you have an acid diet, which I'm going to talk about also, acid emotions, acid lifestyle. The acid comes by and it mitigates, it strips or weakens this charge, sometimes takes it completely away. So what do you think these cells start to do? They start to clump together. As that happens, your energy goes through the floor. But that's not the only problem. These cells start to weaken. Does that make sense? They're not as strong as they need to. And as the environment becomes more and more acidic, they not only weaken, but they die. When they die, they release their own acids into the bloodstream. So now you're compounding it. Now remember the example I gave you of pouring water in a glass and you keep pouring and pretty soon it overflows? Well, when you keep pouring acid in the system and it starts destroying cells more rapidly than your body's used to, all that acid builds up to the point where now the environment is really polluted. And what got worse, you basically have negative momentum. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Till pretty soon you don't know why you have all these aches and pains. Aches and pains are acid. It's a lack of oxygen and acid. And you can find it any part of your body. So what we've got to do is we've got to maintain this balance. You know what your body does? Your body's intelligent. It's ready for this. It's designed for this. Except it's not really designed for what we do it. Our bodies were not designed for us to be able to process every food the way we do in modern times. And to take in the things that we drink and eat that have no basis in nature whatsoever. So we're putting all this acid in. So what the body does, it says, my God, we have an emergency here. We've got to solve this. So the body uses stores of alkalinity to neutralize the acid. You have alkaline reserves, they're called. So the body knows how to do that. But here's the problem. If you keep putting more acid in than the body can deal with, pretty soon, what do you think happens to your reserves? They go down. Pretty soon, you don't have any reserves. Now you're in a dangerous situation. Now you're going to start having a major dis-ease start to affect your body. Like, remember FloJo? This incredible athlete, she just died recently. And here's this woman who was supposedly, you know, so fit. She was fit, but she was unhealthy. She created so much acid, because by the way, does working out produce lactic acid in mass? And if you're a sprinter, does that build more acid than if you're aerobically running? Yes or no? You bet it does. So she kept pushing, and she got below her reserves, and then the organs in the body start breaking down. But people go, oh, there's a bad heart on this person, there's a bad this. What makes it bad, what tears the process down, other than your initial genetic weakness, is the acid. And whether your genetic weakness is affected or not, is acids go to the weakest part of the body. And so they weaken something that's already in trouble. Is this making sense to you? Okay? It's such an important understanding. So, guess where the body now goes to survive? It takes these acids out of the bloodstream and into the fats of the body, because that takes it away, the acid away from the vital organs of the body. Because if it gets in the vital organs, you got real problems. Now, what if your genetic tendency is not to hold much fat? People that are fat tend to actually be a little bit more healthy very often if their arteries aren't clogged, because they can deal with more of the acid than somebody who's skinny. Interestingly enough. And you can see this in people's blood if you study it. So what happens, it goes into the fat. Now, by the way, picture this. This is the average person that I see. Let's say a woman as an example. She really is committed to her body. The culture has created these anchors that women focus even more on it than men do. Unfairly, by the way. So this woman really wants to make this change. So she really does a really good diet. She really makes all these shifts. And she says, I gotta exercise. But she's so stressed about it, she's creating an immense amount of what? Right? Secondly, when she exercises to extreme because she's sick and tired of being overweight. Now, I'm going to get a trainer, and I'm going to kick butt. I'm going to do whatever I can. So she produces massive exercise with massive amounts of lactic what? Probably exercises anaerobically, more than likely. Can you overexercise? Yes or no? Oh, yes. And so now all this additional acid's in her body. And she says, wait a second, it can't be my metabolism, because I'm not eating a bunch and I'm working out like a maniac. I'll tell you what it is. You're not over fat, you're over acid. You will not let go of the fat no matter how much you exercise, no matter how much you eat right, if you do not create an environment that is more alkaline. You can't. It's a survival tool. Now, I was with the gentleman who introduced this concept to me that I want to talk to you about. His name is Dr. Young, and I'll tell you how I got to meet him and how it's changed my life personally. But what I can tell you is I was with him recently, with a group of doctors from all over the world, from Russia, from Korea, from all over the place. And I went through a week with him studying people's blood. And I just did it as an amateur. I'm not a doctor. It's nothing I can use, but I like to understand this stuff with precision. I'm a maniac for that. And while I was there, a group of his patients came in. He's a microbiologist, right? He's based in Utah. And they came in one after another, and we saw the before and after of their blood after they began to what I'm going to ask you to do, which is alkalize and energize your body. We're going to make sure you get a lot more alkalinity in your diet and in your fluids so that your body can deal with this and not have to pull from your reserves. While we're there, he started showing us what happens here in this situation. He shows us examples. You know how when people get older, very often they shrink? Do you ever wonder why that happens? Do you think it's like, oh, it's just our way back into the ground? We came out of it, went our way up? No. The reason is because when a person lives an acid lifestyle, after you go through your reserves and after you store in the fat, guess what's next? It needs calcium. And so it leaches it from your bones continuously. And so your bones get weaker and weaker, and you get more and more compressed. It's like stealing bone mass almost as a metaphor. It's not exactly how it is, from your body. There's no reason for you to shrink, just to give you a clue. Okay? The only reason you shrink is because your bones are weak because you're so acidic and your body is leaching from it. And you'll begin to break down in all kinds of other ways too. Your muscles get flabby because acid eats it away. And there are other elements also that affect this to give you an idea. But here's what was really fascinating. I saw so many changes in people that were so dramatic, it would sound like, you know, a religious revival. But they're in this doctor's office and all these other doctors studying it. And one woman, which was really neat because she's been studied since she was 14 years old by the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, which is the place that you get the definitive answers in the United States anyway. And so the National Institutes of Health studied her and her entire family, but her personally since she was 14, this woman. She's now 37 years old. The reason her family's been studied is because they have hypercholesterol. There's no one in her family with less than 450 in cholesterol. Yeah, if you're not familiar with it, around 200 would be reasonable. 450 is off the chart. I mean, you're a walking heart attack, basically, right? So, and by the way, that's what's happened. Her father died at 43, her mother died at 41, her sister died at 39, she's 37. And the NIH and the University of Utah both have studied her, but the NIH since 14, and they've tried to use their family as an example, and they tried every diet they could on them, every kind of treatment you can imagine. They put them on low cholesterol, no cholesterol diets. And their cholesterol still rises or stays the same. They've never been able to reduce it. This woman has been doing what I'm going to show you today, alkalizing and energizing, practicing everything I was teaching before, but adding the focus of alkalinity to her diet, drinking a green type of drink that brings more alkalinity into the body. She's dropped 50 pounds in the last 6 weeks. She's never been able to lose weight. Why? She had so much what in her body? Quick. So her body's hanging on to it. Now the body's alkaline, it's just let going like crazy, and she's not working out half as hard or anything like that. But the second thing is she's lost already 190 points off her cholesterol in 6 weeks. Nowhere in her entire, that deserves a hand, I agree. Let's give her a hand. All right? What's cool about this is it's, you know, documented by the NIH, because sometimes individual researchers do their thing and people go, oh. So it's really outstanding to be able to see that. So all it is, and I asked Dr. Young, I said, so why? Help me with this. Why would her cholesterol go down though? He said, Tony, cholesterol, you don't need any more cholesterol. Your body, as we most of us know, makes cholesterol. The only reason you get additional cholesterol is you're eating animal products. So you're eating the cholesterol of other creatures and putting it in your body. So with their dead mass, you're taking their cholesterol, all right? Doesn't this sound attractive? Okay, but he said, here's the real problem. He said, you get your body where your blood, you put more acid in. Your blood's gotta stay at 7.36 or real close, right? So it's gotta do something. Now, it tries to use your fat stores. It tries to your alkaline reserves. It tries to do anything to balance it out. Let's say that you've maxed out those things and all this acid is gonna run through your arteries. What will acid do to your arteries? It'll burn a hole in it like that. You'd be dead. You can't have arteries with holes in them, right? So the body says, we need a binding agent. We need something to grab a hold of this acid and protect the arterial wall. So it secretes or gathers, if you've had additional cholesterol, the cholesterol, and it puts it on the wall to protect the sensitive linings from all the acid. And by the way, there's no downside to that if you were to then change your diet. But if you keep being acid, the body keeps adding cholesterol until pretty soon there's no room for the blood to go through. But it's like, do I die now or do I got a chance of survival? He said, so when she became more alkaline, her body didn't need the cholesterol anymore. The body adjusts, it's intelligent, it feels what's going on, it starts to release the cholesterol out of her system. Plus, he was super hydrating her, flooding her body in a way that cleansed herself of those cholesterols. Does this make sense to you? I mean, this is breakthrough stuff. Now, let me tell you why I'm telling you this and why I found out about this, because I've lived a pretty energetic lifestyle for most of my life, prided myself that I can rock the house, whether it's, you know, 2,000 people or whether it's 20,000, for as long as the day can go by. And I did it because years ago, I made a huge shift in my life, which is this dietary approach that I'm describing to you and this lifestyle approach. And I freed myself of the fear, which took away some of the acid by itself, right? You heard earlier I described, I was always afraid early in my life I was gonna die of cancer. That'll create some nice acid for you. So what happened for me is I started to get to the point where I was using much more of my mind for the energy as opposed to my body. Can anybody relate to that? And it's like, it's more mental energy and like will. Like I get on stage and crank, but it wasn't like I feel now, just like that just feels effortless. It was more like, am I gonna do one more song? Kind of like a lot of you were thinking over this weekend, right? So what happened was, I'm like, I have this mindset of, you know, I'm an Adonis and I'm humble about it. You know, I've got this energy, I'm gonna kick butt, take names. And what happened for me is it started like, I was just, by the end of a program, I was wiped. But you know how things happen gradually? So you don't quite notice. It's kind of like, you know, the old metaphor, you put the frog in warm water and you turn up the water slowly, it'll boil to death. You know, the old metaphor, you put in boiling water, it jumps right out. Well, most of us, our challenges come so slowly that we adjust to each stage and we don't realize what we've lost. And it's like, I feel when I do the Living Health Seminar, I'm almost like trying to tell someone what a rose smells like who's never really smelled one. Because most people have never given themselves the gift of that kind of dynamic energy. They've never had it. Because no one taught them how to have that. And that's my real goal in being here. I want you to realize, I want you to experience that nothing tastes as good as fit, healthy, and vital feels. Nothing. And once you feel that, you'll get addicted to that feeling. And it will change every aspect of your life, your relationships, your finances, everything. Because here we are living in this culture where people value everything more than their body. Their money, their career, we'll do anything for our kids, right? All these other things. And what's the last thing that shows up? Our bodies. And thank God that, you know, our bodies are as strong as they are, but we deserve to have them at full tilt. So for me, as I started to say, I started to feel this little bit of loss, so I thought, okay, I know what the problem is. I'm getting toxic. I'm exerting more energy, right, on an ongoing basis than I'm building back up. And I'm not sleeping, and I'm not resting, and I'm go, 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 go the whole time, and I just need to balance out and cleanse my system. So I decided to do that. Now, I know quite a bit about a variety of sciences that have to do with how to study the blood, and there's quite a bit of research that's been done overseas. And there's a certain type of microscope in the past called a dark field microscope. Dark field microscopy, I guess is how they pronounce it. And so years ago I had that, and it allows you to see what you don't see in a traditional blood test. It allows you to see that your blood, unlike traditional science tells you, is not sterile. It's like another universe with all these creatures moving around inside of it. But what's interesting is there's a new microscope out now called an ultralight microscope that allows you to see even deeper. And what you all can also can see is things like candida or yeast in your blood, parasites, you can see everything. And it's very visual. So before I went on this cleanse, I said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go look at my blood so I can see how bad it is, and also so I can feel the victory afterwards and see it clean up. Being somewhat visual, this was important to me. So I found out about this place that did this new form of microscope work. I went down, looked at my blood, and honestly, it scared the hell out of me because my white blood cells were ripped open and like leaking out. They weren't moving at the pace they're supposed to move. You know, and my immune system's broken down, which probably was how I was feeling inside. I was feeling run down. And I'm thinking, God, you know, I know I eat well and all that stuff, but I thought, no, I'm not. I'm going full tilt. I'm not breathing. I'm not doing the other things that are so important. And I'm exercising like a maniac on top of it, right? Because I want to be fit. And so I looked at this, and then what was interesting about it is I was also full of candida. And candida is so full. I mean, you can't turn on the commercials these days without finding more about a woman's yeast problem than you want to know. Okay, there's all these products. But men, all of a sudden, I look at this thing and I can see why. They're just, it's eating it all up. And by the way, you know what yeast does once it eats all your sugar? If you don't give it enough sugar, which it demands, your cravings for sugar are the little creatures inside of you demanding it. if you got a lot of acid addictions right now, as acid addictions are like cigarettes or alcohol or coffee, where you got to have it, and you get yourself alkaline, this is not a willpower thing. You won't go through the headaches and all that crap people do. That headaches is all the acid that's released back into your body now as you start to cleanse. It's in the cells, in the fat. And when you stop giving acid, the body goes, all right, we got a chance to get rid of this stuff. Put it in the blood and let's get it out. When it puts it back in the blood, you get this headache and you're detoxifying, it's called. I'm going to show you how you can detoxify without all the pain, which is really wonderful, by having enough alkalinity to deal with those things. Does that sound good? It's really important. Really important. So anyway, the point of the matter is, I look at my blood and I got candida in there, so no wonder my energy's not as high. Sure, I'm living well, supposedly. Now, what caused the candida? That's the part I want to understand. Because look at me, I eat really well. I really do. I thought, well, you know, candida is feeding on sugar. I don't eat sugar. But, you know, I'm vegetarian. And I see a lot of vegetarians. The meat eaters always look at them and go, I don't want to look like that. Well, that's because they're eating tofu and drinking milk and eating cheese and eating all that crap that's horrible for them. But also, they eat all kinds of carbohydrates that convert into sugar. And sugar, ultimately, taken in mass, becomes acid in the system. It has an acid ash. So does protein. Has an acid ash. You go, what's left to eat? You know, don't tell me you're going to talk to me about veggies, are you? We're not getting there, are we? Yep. But I also want to show you how you can have like a big salad, drink a green drink, and get most of your alkalinity from that so you can still have the food you have, maybe in hopefully a little bit smaller quantity because you won't desire it as much as you become more alkaline and more balanced. The point of the matter is, I start looking at this and going, boy, I know what it is it's pastas, it's the carbs, and I always had fruit from breakfast till noon. I've taught people that for years. I'm dead wrong about that. And the reason I'm dead wrong about that, and I didn't know, and it served me well because fruit cleansed me, it was great, gave me energy. What I didn't realize was we live in a society where most of our food is processed. And as we're eating all this processed food, we're getting so much acid that eating a bunch of fruit on top of it adds that much more sugar and creates more candida. How many follow that? Okay? So I'm not saying fruit's not good. I'm saying you don't want to consume excess amounts of it, especially if you've got a diet that has lots of other carbs in it, because you're creating an environment. Now follow me. We'll come full circle now. You're creating an environment that these little creatures will proliferate, right? Because they got a feeding ground, right? The rats don't come until there's enough trash to feed them. When there's all this trash, they're going to come. And once they get there, they tell their friends, right? They camp out and they grow and expand and create more of a problem, don't they? So you don't want to create trash inside. Trash inside starts with the acid, and then it starts to create more and more challenges. And as we do this, as we become more acidic, as we get more sugar in our bloodstream, we create the things that suck our energy away. As I started to say, when they're done with your sugars, these yeasts start to eat your proteins. They start to literally break down your soft tissues and your muscle mass. So if you're real flabby and all that stuff, you know, I don't know the real statistic. There are books that claim, there's some scientists that now claim that as much as 70% of the population is infected with yeast and candida. I mean, it sounds to me extreme, except when you look at the lifestyle of most people, then you go, maybe it's not extreme. But you can find out very easily by doing a blood test, and you got to cleanse it out. The good news is you can cleanse it out easily. All you got to do is alkalize the bloodstream, because this environment that the yeast grows in has to be acidic, right? It's the environment, guys. It's always the environment. And the good news is we're in total control of that. And by the way, even your teeth. Think about this. If you talk to your dentist has been educated, they'll tell you sugar doesn't burn holes in teeth. It's the sugar as it metabolizes into acid, which all sugars do, it drills a hole in your teeth. It's the acid that does that. Now imagine that acid going through your organs, through your tissues. Imagine that you have a genetic strengths and weaknesses. If yours is in the prostate, gentlemen, the acid will go there, and that's where you're going to experience the biggest problem. If it's in your breast that's that situation for a woman, it's going to go there. It's going to go wherever your weak point is. If your liver's weak, it's going to go there. The weakest part of your body is where the acids will settle, because that part of the body can't clean up the mess as quickly. Does that make sense? And so then you pay the price in your weak place. So you must be alkaline. That's this whole conversation is, number one, how do we alkalize the body? Why do we alkalize the body? Because we've got to have the 7.36. And again, you can do this. You can go pick up all those things, put it in your mouth, and see where you are. For myself, before I do a seminar like this, is this an acidic experience, do you think? Not because of pain, but because the amount of anaerobic state, at least for me, and probably for you too, right? A little more for me than you, but you're joining me when we're going like this full tilt, and we're going all day, bam, 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 cranking, right? Eyes moving, jumping, going. All that produces acid. The body's designed to do that and get rid of it. The problem is when you stack that on the acid you already have from the rest of your lifestyle and your diet, now it might get overwhelming. And for me, I don't just come for one weekend like you are. This is my life. So when I'm gearing up for a program like this, or I'm doing a program like Date with Destiny or Mastery, Life Mastery for 9 days, at the end of that, I'd be wiped. Now what I do is I load up on alkalinity in advance. I drink alkalinity, I take it in, I eat in an alkaline way on a regular basis. I have a chiropractor, Herbie, who some of you may have met outside, who travels with me at these events. He's traveled with me for about 4 years. And I always know that when he's gonna test my adrenals are always gone. So my adrenal glands were completely overused because I was always going through my reserves. And all parts of my body, there are different muscle tests for how different organs are working. And I know there are 4 or 5 things that are always broken down. He'd work on me, I get back, slam me back on stage, go crank again, right? And so Herbie comes after I've made this change in my diet. And I went and got this blood test to finish the story. I said, what do I do? They said, here's the things you should do. You might want to meet Dr. Young. I'm sure he'd love to meet you. I said, I'd love to meet him. But here's what you can do. And they said, in 30 days, you can have this totally turned around. I said, show me some examples. So they showed me before and after people's blood. Being visual, that convinced me. So I said, great. So to me, a woman had breast cancer and what her blood looked like. And it scared me because mine was moving in that direction, that kind of breakdown. And they showed me 30 days later and blood was perfect, right? And she's fine. So I went and did this for 30 days and I went and had the blood test again because I'm not a believer in, like, I've never promoted supplements because most of it is expensive urine. Right? 90% of it just goes straight through you. Your body can't digest it. It's not absorbed. So I went 30 days later and I looked at my blood and my blood was perfect. No candida in the system, white blood cells perfect. I knew that before I got there because I felt better than I could remember feeling in probably 5 or 6 years. And I think I feel pretty awesome. But I remembered how good I felt before that I'd, you know, gradually forgotten. Becky, by the way, has a little different diet than I do, not much, but she eats more animal products and she was full of parasites. And on the screen, we saw this parasite literally pop through one of her blood cells, right? And you could see it swim through the blood and it was like, ugh, right? By the way, her diet's probably better than 90% of you. If you eat meat, I know it's better than you. And so it scared the hell out of her, right? Anyway, 30 days later, she was convinced, right? 30 days later, no parasites in her blood. So Dr. Young and I have become good friends and his work is amazing. And he's affected my principles because everything I taught before is totally in alignment with creating alkalinity except eating fruit in the morning till noon. And I've been teaching that for years, so I was an idiot, I apologize. But it really worked for me. I mean, it worked at the time. But it has a cumulative effect if you're doing all these other things too. So I'm not suggesting you can't eat fruit, and I'm gonna now become very specific about the principles. But I wanted to give you this overview. Does this make sense to you? Okay? Now I wanna tell you one other thing. There's two words. Alkalize and energize. Alkalinity, you now understand how important it is. How important is it? It's life and death, that's how important it is. You got too much acid? Are you likely gonna have difficulty losing weight unless you have a genetic tendency not to keep weight at all, yes or no? I guarantee you, you're not gonna be able to lose weight if you keep your body in an acid place, or if you lose weight, it'll be temporary and you'll gain it back. So you gotta understand, this alkalinity is the whole thing. So you gotta alkalize and you gotta energize. Now, what does energize mean? It means, remember, every organ in your body works on this microelectricity, this electrical magnetic frequency. And all of that is happening in your system. When you're eating foods, foods only provide value when they can be converted into the elements necessary for this chemistry that allows electrical charges to continue. Food actually gets to the organs through these little electrical charges. It's how things are moved around within the system. Are all foods equal? Like, are all carbohydrates equal in the amount of electrical alive energy in them, yes or no? Your common sense knows the answer to that is no, absolutely not. So we must avoid foods that take away more energy than they provide. Your body operates on a subtle electromagnetic current. Nerve signals are, in fact, electrical charges. Your brain, your heart, all the organs in your body really emit these fields of electrical current. And your cells communicate with each other through pulses of electricity. When we eat food, our food breaks down into the food particles to their smallest size, called colloidals. A colloidal is the smallest possible form of a nutrient particle size. The usual size is, I don't know how to pronounce it, certain microns in diameter. These nutrient particles are then carried to cells via electrical charges. If we eat something, guys, that's lifeless, that really doesn't have the electrical charges in it any longer, then you're not going to get the energy that your body deserves. So you won't get, as I said here, the food itself is taking more energy than it's giving if it doesn't give you enough electrical charges. So for example, what kind of electrical charge is available in chocolate cake in megahertz? 1 to 3. Now, by the way, a tumor has 30 electrical charges, to give you an idea, by comparison. A Big Mac has 5 megahertz of energy. Now, before you look at that, maybe I should give you a frame of reference. Each of the organs of your body has a certain amount of energy, electrical energy, that can be measured in megahertz for it to be functioning healthily. The average of your core organs, like your brain, your heart, your lungs, is 70 megahertz. So just think about this. If you need 70 megahertz of energy, and your primary diet is made up of Big Macs, 5 megahertz, chocolate cake, 1 to 3 megahertz, right? Are you going to be in an energy deficit or an energy abundance? Deficit. And so your energy is going to be low. Now, let me ask you this. If your energy is low, will the organs of your body be working at their total functional peak efficiency, yes or no? So if they're not working efficiency, and let's say part of that is cleansing or providing what your body needs, then those systems start to shut down and you build up more toxic waste that's just natural. Your body normally would get rid of, but you're no longer having enough energy to function properly. So you go through this slow decline most people call aging. Does this make sense? So take a look here, if you would, and you'll see some of the other foods we've got here. Vitamins. I mean, most vitamins and mineral supplements are 10 to 30 megahertz, and that's if your body can absorb them. Raw almonds are 40 to 50 megahertz. If you saw me snacking during the break here, I grabbed something, that's raw almonds I have up here. I have cucumbers too, which are super high. Your liver is 55 to 60 megahertz. Your colon, 58 to 63. Your stomach, 58 to 65. Top of your head, 60 to 70. Your feet, so you can see your body's basically in that 60 to 70 range. Fruits do provide, you see this? They provide a lot of energy. They're alive. Green vegetables are the highest, 70 to 90 megahertz. Plus, green vegetables, ladies and gentlemen, are extremely what? Anybody know? Alkaline. We want alkalinity, and green vegetables are some of the most alkaline things you can take into your body. Next is you'll see live, fresh wheatgrass, 70 to 90. Your brain is 72 to 78. How many of you love a rose? Like, you get in the presence of a rose or you smell a rose, it just feels really great. How many have that feeling? Say aye. A rose has 320 megahertz coming out of it. It's like you get this charge. All flowers don't do that to you, do they? Some have more than others. And what the feelings you're having are actual electrical charges that you can experience if you measure them. It's fascinating. And then I'm going to show you a green drink that's between 250 and 350 megahertz. When you drink it, you'll feel like an immediate sense of charge of energy because all the charges your cells need are available immediately, plus it's alkaline. So it's available there. Now, how many would agree that the real challenge that most people have is not some bug is attacking them, but the real challenge that they have is their environment has basically been compromised, that they've done things probably in their lifestyle, consciously or unconsciously, that have put the body in a weakened state, has caused the environment to be polluted, and now problems are building on top of each other. How many buy that theory? Say I. Okay, if you buy that theory, then the question is, how do we get there? How do we get imbalanced? And then the second question, the more important one then is, how do we get that balance back quickly? First thing that happens that takes us out of balance is there's a disturbance. Now, what could disturb our bloodstreams, disturb our environment? Well, as I start out with again, negative thoughts, negative words, negative actions, those emotions, do they have an impact on our bloodstream, yes or no? Absolutely. And you can feel it, can't you? You know it's visceral. You know your whole body starts to shift when you go in these states. Now, after you have that experience, try adding to that a polluted environment. Do you think breathing, I should say, all the smog in the air makes you alkaline or acid? What would your common sense say? Totally makes you acidic. Okay? Now, LA's air is a lot better than it was before. Most of the countries is getting better, fortunately, but it still affects us. Acid diets. What's an acid diet? A diet that's made up of animal proteins is acid. A diet made up of a lot of cooked oils is acid. A diet that's made up of a lot of sugar is acid. A diet made up of a lot of carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, you know, processed carbohydrates, like pastas, etc., it's gonna have a lot of sugar. Sugar, just think, sugar equals acid, and acid equals glue. That's a good way for you to think about it. The outside of the red blood cell is a negative charge. That's what keeps them repelling. The inside is positive. But what happens is when you put yourself in a position where you have this acid, it strips that charge, and now these cells start to collect. They start to move and become unhealthy. When they start banging into each other, and you can see it in people's bloodstreams, you can see the difference in what happens there between a healthy bloodstream where the red blood cells are big and plump and alive and round versus you see these misshapen cells, and you see these cells starting to break down, and very often you see things like parasites starting to break out of the cell, literally. You see it rip out of the cell. It's a very scary thing to see. Radiation can do this. We're in front of these screens all the time, most of us, right? Using computers now. We have all the stuff that we don't know the impact on. So you don't have to live crazily, but we want to avoid any excess radiation because could that disturb the delicate balance, could it, of the electrical magnetic part of your body? Yes or no? Clearly. So those disturbances start there. And then any kind of other destructive behavior, emotion. Now, once you have a disturbance, think of this. Irritation leads to mutation. Right? That's where it can go. So when something gets irritated, it gets out of balance. It gets out of balance. It either weakens, dies, or mutates. So irritation leads to mutation. So what happens is when you have a disturbance, the second thing happens is cells become disorganized. They change, basically, to try and deal with an environment that's different because life wants to live. I mean, when you even think about cancer, cancer cells are cells that are striving to live so much that they can even expand like crazy in an environment where there's no oxygen. So they mutated, and now they're growing more rapidly than you want them to. It's actually life moving forward, and it's adapting to the environment we give it to. So when you disturb yourself, some disturbances are huge. A car accident, is that a significant disturbance to your body? You bet. That ruptures cells. When you rupture cells, do you think there's more acid in the body or less? Quick. More acid. The body's got to deal with that. You know, so much of it, it can really be a trauma to the system. But when you get disturbances, cells disorganize so they can adapt to this environment. As they do that, the third step is you get a compromised environment. What that means is cells start to really adapt now to this morbid environment, because it's an environment that is not healthy. And all of a sudden now you have healthy cells becoming what? Unhealthy cells. I mean, you can see this under the microscope with people in their bloodstreams. And all of a sudden you have these things called germs that start to grow like crazy, like bacteria and yeast and fungus and molds. Because now you've created an environment in which they can feed. You've created a place where they get to live. Now what's really fascinating, and you'll see this at Mastery, and this will sound insane to some of my doctor friends in the room, but I took Dr. Solomon, who's on the UN Board of Aging, and he's the head of the Council for Health and Illness, I guess it is, for the United Nations. He's also from Johns Hopkins University, who's the head of nutrition there. Traditionally trained guy. And I brought him to Dr. Young about 2 months ago. He was supposed to go for 2 hours because I said, I've seen things in the bloodstream that traditional biology would never say is possible. So what's neat about the blood and what's neat about the foods is you can see it. You know, it's not this little, oh, I'm going to take this supplement and hope it's okay. I mean, you can see it and you can feel it. You have both experiences. So here's a cycle of balance. Number one, you must cleanse. How many of you think you've built up some toxicity and some acid through your lifestyle up until now? How many think you're certain about that? Say I. Trust me, you don't need a blood test to know that, okay? So you gotta cleanse. Now, what you wanna do is super hydrate your system. Super hydrate means you're gonna drink a lot more fluids than you normally do, but you're also gonna drink fluids that are alkaline in nature. So you wanna drink green drinks. Whether you drink Dr. Young's drink or not, you can certainly do any other form of green drinks you want. If you go by any of these juicing places, you can get fresh green drinks, and there's all kinds of them that are alkaline, anything you want. But one of the most potent that most of you have heard about is wheatgrass. And the only thing with wheatgrass is it's very concentrated, so you gotta make sure you gear up for drinking wheatgrass. And wheatgrass has some benefits in that the chlorophyll in the plant captures the energy of the sun, which is basically life. We have to get that energy ultimately through the system. And so what happens for us is chlorophyll in the plant is what converts it to energy. And if you look at the molecular structure of wheatgrass, and you look at your own bloodstream, you look at the molecular structure of your blood, it's almost identical. So it's almost like eating the greens or eating the chlorophyll is like taking the blood of the plants that's still alive when it's like that, just like it's giving yourself the ability to build your blood, and it's seen as a blood builder. There's quite a bit of scientific research on it. So you're welcome to drink that, or if you want, get some of this green drink, What's great about it is you can put it in any water you want, wherever you are. You can take it with you on the road, and you can take something. You start to get that place where you haven't eaten, and you're like, your blood sugar's going, you drink that, boom, you're solid. You'll have the fluids that you need. You won't be dehydrated. Your blood sugar will be even, and your energy will start sparking because all that electricity, all that energy is available for your body immediately. But what you're going to want to do to cleanse ideally is 7 to 10 days would be the ideal. I know many of you will not do this, but this is what I encourage you to do. 7 to 10 days where you would literally go on pretty much a liquid diet. You'd be doing green drinks, green soups. There are a variety of choices in there that you can go through during that time. The minimum you'd want to do is probably 3 to 4 days. We say, I'm just going to cleanse my system. I'm going to give all my organs a break. I'm not going to add more crap on there. I'm going to give them a rest and let my body just flush the system out. This would be the ideal. Now, I'm not going to ask you to do that if you don't want to do that. I'll tell you what to do that's more gentle and more simple. But this type of cleansing is not painful. In fact, you'll start to learn after a few days if you do the 7 to 10 day one. You'll notice after about day 3, you don't have any hunger at all. In fact, you'll realize if you start to go eat, it's almost like, God, I'm not hungry. And you'll notice you're really doing it because you're frustrated. Are you really doing it because you feel lonely? Are you really doing it because there's some other emotion you're trying to feel? And you, since you're not eating, you won't eat, and you'll notice it, and it'll help you to break the emotional patterns that are controlling you as well. If you wanted to absolutely give your body the ultimate gift, it would be to go on a cleanse. So you want to drink at least 3 liters of this type of green drink a day. 3 liters. Like for me, did they put one? Well, you can see this is what I drink the whole time I'm here, if you haven't noticed. This is it. All weekend long, I'm drinking this. By the way, the green drink doesn't taste bad. It doesn't taste good either. It's kind of neutral, you know? But this size is 1.5 liters. So you're going to want at least 2 of these a day. I drink one of these in the morning, first thing, total energy. That's what I did this morning. I put the green drink in, shake it up, ready to rock and roll, right? Some pH and green drink, the two of them together. And then I have them later. I'll tell you what else I do. I drink one of these, or at least half, before I eat something. What do you think that does? Hunger is gone. You don't overeat. You also feel more alkaline. So some of the things you'd normally be addicted to, you'll find that addiction starts disappearing really fast. Yes?
A lot of recipes I've been using have been mixing apples, carrots, green stuff.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hold the questions because I'm going to answer you through some things, but I'll just tell you, an apple a day does not keep the doctor away. Apples actually have a very acidic effect on the body. And carrot juice, which I used to tell people I'll drink because it was so alkaline, is so filled with sugar. That's why people don't think I'm drinking it. It's so full of sugar that for most people, that's creating more acid in their body, and it's also feeding candida. That's why you see some of these vegetarians, they drink carrot juice, and they go eat rice dream instead of ice cream, which is just pure sugar. So they're eating sugar like crazy, and they're full of candida, and they smell like it, and they look like it. Right? Go to a health food store and see your typical vegetarian person who just made it from Venice Beach and see if that's who you want to be. Okay. Yes. So, we want to cleanse. How many understand what we want to do here? Say I. What's the key word to cleansing? We don't want to hurt our bodies. We want a super what? And by the way, in a cleanse, you would ideally not bring any other food in, right? This super hydration is not just 7 to 10 days. This is every day for me. Does that make sense? If I'm really super hydrating, then for me, I'm drinking 3 of these. Okay, to give you an idea. Maybe even 4 sometimes, which I thought would be impossible. But I'll tell you what, if you do that for just 3 or 4 days, if you guys did nothing out of this day, you said, that Robbins, yeah, he's a nice guy, he's a little crazy, but I'll do this for 3 or 4 days. By the 4th day, you won't believe how good you feel. I mean, aches and pains and stuff you have will be gone because you have so much alkalinity in your system, your body will have a buffer to deal with that stuff. It's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Okay, so we cleanse. Second thing we do to get back in balance is we interrupt the destructive pattern that's creating the problem. So that pattern might be the way you're using your emotions. You go, you know what? I learned all this stuff this weekend. I'm not going to indulge in this anger stuff. I'm doing anger. I'm doing depression. Let me breathe. Let me change. And you make a shift. Maybe the pattern is you know you keep eating like hell. You got to break the pattern. Because if we cleanse and then you go back and start doing the same stuff, eventually you'll be back in an acid state again. Does that make sense? Now, by doing all this alkalinity on a regular basis, you start to balance it. But remember, 20 parts of alkalinity to neutralize 1 part of acid. You don't want to build up any more acid than you need to. Then the third step is we need to provide the body what it really needs. Once we take control of those patterns, provide it what it needs. And Dr. Young has a metaphor. He says, every man needs a good woman. In fact, every woman needs a good woman. He said, like a good mom. Okay. All right. And what woman stands for is you've got to give the body what it needs, which number 1 is what? Water. Number two is oxygen. Does that sound familiar? Number three is minerals. And again, it's not only minerals, but you'll find, how many of you know of a genetic weakness that you have, either by your family history or by yourself, like a heart or lungs or something of that nature? How many are familiar with that? Well, Dr. Young has developed target products that go right there, electrically charged, consistent with that part of the body, so they go there. And they've used radioactive tracer studies to show that those particles literally are delivered to those organs. So he has a woman's pack, and there are several people on my team at Robbins Research who are very powerful women who are in their 40s and 50s. In fact, our company is run primarily by women. I'm one of the few token males. And it's a very powerful company. But these powerful ladies, when I started using these products, I knew, because I'm friends with them, of some of the changes they're going through in the change of life and their hormones. And what was amazing is about, 6 months ago, I came in and I went to an office meeting, a business meeting with all my executive team, and I look around and everybody's got their green drink. And I said, okay, are we brown nosing today or what? And everybody started laughing. I said, no. I said, you guys really all drinking this? Why? Everybody went around the table and talked about what it had done for them, but two women said, it stopped my hot flashes. Because what happened was they not only took the green drink, but there's a women's product that's targeted for balancing women. And it's unbelievable. I haven't had a woman who's taken it who hasn't gotten significant changes. So I recommend people, women, to go see him. And I've also seen the same changes for men in the prostate area. So if you know a genetic weakness, you want to provide those minerals or needs directly there. And you can do your own research, and Dr. Young's group will connect you with them. You've got A for woman is alkalize, and N is provide the nutrition and diet. What that'll allow you to do is put your body back in balance. When it's in balance, your biochemistry is where it needs to be, the electrical charges are there, the cells are vibrant, they're alive, there's lots of what? Energy, and you start feeling good, being good, you think differently, you feel differently, your skin changes, everything shifts in your life when you put yourself back in balance. So how do you get in balance? Number one is what? Cleanse. Number two is break the pattern by taking control. And number three is provide what it is you need. Now, here's what we've done so far. We've freed ourselves, if we're intelligent at this stage, from fear. Because we understand things don't just attack us. We've got to create an environment that feeds it. How many buy that? Say aye. Two, we've identified specifically the foundation of this, which is getting out of balance, because we create disturbances, or we get an environment that disturbs ourselves. They disorganize. They get an environment now that's compromised, they mutate, they respond. Those beings, or those creatures, create their own waste products, and those acids then continue the cycle till we get more and more unhealthy. We know to get balanced, we gotta, what? What's the first step? What? Cleanse. I want you to remember that, because the way we're gonna live is one that's a cleansing lifestyle, not a clogging lifestyle. And we're gonna have that as part of our mindset. Second thing we're going to do is we're going to take control by interrupting patterns that don't serve us. And third thing is we're going to provide the body with the core nutrients it needs, a good woman. I doubt if there's anyone who wants to argue everyone doesn't need a good woman in their life, right?
All right, back to me personally now. As we wrap this up, here's the secret to this. Does it make sense you gotta provide your body with more alkalinity? Sure does, because you gotta remember, it takes 20 parts of alkalinity to stop one part of acid. And the miraculous changes I've seen in my own health and the people that I care about and the people I meet by making this simple change are so radical, it's hard to imagine. So I want you to make sure you take action. What action you gotta take? Make sure you start cleansing. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. But most importantly, you've got to make sure you get yourself some form of green drink. Now, you can go and get wheatgrass juice fresh each day, or as I've already described, this green drink is absolutely phenomenal and has benefits that doesn't have, like the electrical charges put back in it. So if you'd like to get this so you can start on this program, call us at 1-877-GO-4-GREEN. GO4GREEN, GREEN. Or just call your representative at Robbins Research and they can set you up with a little 90-day package and you can begin to feel the changes that come from this in your own body. Remember, don't leave the sight of an understanding of setting a goal without doing something towards its attainment. It's time for you to have more energy than you've ever had in your life. So make sure you do those things we talked about here and you'll experience even more energy than you've ever had before. So our next session is about the mastery of emotion. You know what? Whether you're happy or sad, depressed, frustrated, angry, or filled with joy, excitement, and passion is a choice.
There are a couple of physical triggers that you can take hold of that once you understand them, you'll know how to use your emotions instead of have your emotions use you. That's our next session. I hope you enjoyed this session, and I'll look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. Till then, remember to live with passion.